Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And you guys are funny. I am the fabulous Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. Nice, I like you typed that in. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 16th, episode 767. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done. The downhill stretch has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
What do they call Wednesday Hump Day anyhow? Innocuous jibber jabber.
I'm telling you, Glenn, we are missing the boat, not having the camel go Hump Day. I'm telling you.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You got to rate that on your to-do list.
I read an article, though, yesterday that particular thing is one of the most annoying things in surveys now. Apparently, people are sick of it already because everybody's doing it on Wednesday.
So. I know. That's why we're missing the boat. I love annoying people. It's awesome.
Apparently, everybody that works in cubicle factories, everybody on Wednesday walks down the aisle going, oh, it's hump day.
It's getting old. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Hey, well, listen, you guys, guess what day it is? The vet's coming today. I'm so bummed. You know, you hate to call the vet when something's wrong, but sometimes you just, you know, because you know it's going to hurt your pocketbook, but sometimes you just can't help it. My husband's out of town and my horse is a little sick, so I'm like, call the vet. I'll have a credit card ready. Yeah, on Sunday, Jet, my event horse, was just he's always had some GI issues, some colic issues, and on Sunday he was a little colicky and just enough where I would notice. He pawed once or twice and just a couple things here and there, and so I gave him some Vitamine. Most of the time that works, and he was fine on Monday. I rode him on Monday, and then last night he was the only horse not interested in the carrots that I give at the same time every evening. He didn't want any food, and he was just standing there a little depressed. So last night on the phone, I called the vet, and so she's coming as soon as the show is over. She should be here, so I'll give you guys an update on Friday on how he's doing. It's just one of those little, like, it's just been a nagging colic episode, and I'm tired of it. I want to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. That always sucks, especially when it's something, you know, if you know it's an impaction, you know it's colic, you can figure that out immediately. But when it's something that's just gradual like that, it's tougher.
Well, I know that we have Wendy, Dr. Wendy Ying on the show today, and actually what my vet is going to do, she's an acupuncturist as well as a Eastern and Western medicine, and she's going to come and do an acupuncture scan on him, because what this seems like is that he's having a recurrence of his ulcers, and that's what happened before, but she's going to do the acupuncture scan and get in there and scan the ulcer points and see if that's going on again. So I'm excited to see. Jet's never had any sort of Eastern medicine at all, so I'm excited to see how he responds to it.
That ought to be interesting. Jet, how do you like needles stuck in your body?
If
Let's find out.
If he doesn't kick her in the head. Okay. I'm going to have her sign a waiver before she does anything to him.
There you go.
I need you to sign this paper here.
Well, we're going to talk about Jet a little later in the show, too, with Dr. Ying in a different way. Hopefully she can shed some light on his personality as far as Chinese medicine is concerned before your Eastern medicine doctor gets there. So we'll talk about him a little later.
Perfect. We'll need all the help we can get. Yeah, Jennifer, what's on today's show?
Before you do that, give us a call. Give us a call right now, 347-637-3238 to play the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia. Jennifer.
On today's Too Weird to Be Real Wednesday edition, we launch ourselves headlong over the proverbial hump and put ourselves at the mercy of several brave callers who will selflessly expose themselves to mockery and bask in their 3 minutes of fame. And next up, Horse and Country TV brings us up to speed on equestrian headlines worldwide. And following hot on that, the heels of the worldwide info, Templeton Thompson is here in anticipation of her next musical tour. And as our grand finale, the Horse Health Report breaks down Jamie and Jet into their elements, compliments of Dr. Wendy Ying.
Thank you, Jennifer. And if you do call in to play the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, please press 1 when it prompts you. That'll put you in the host queue, and Jennifer knows you want to play. She's going to start getting the callers lined up for that now. But in the meantime, we need to do our daily winning. My daily Winnie is one of these. Happy birthday to Canadian Olympic inventor and friend of ours, Jessica Phoenix. So it's her birthday today, and we wish her a very happy birthday up there in Canada. Happy birthday,
Glenn,
Jessica. Yep.
My show, my birthday is on Saturday, so if I don't get a happy birthday with the Winnie on Friday, I'm going to be seriously upset. Because, you know, when your birthday's on a Saturday, I don't get the happy birthday, happy. I want it on Friday.
But just in case I forget. There, I'm covered now, just in case I forget on Friday.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there, your turn for Daily Winnie, and I'm going to call back.
All right, well, my Daily Winnie goes to Cosmic One. Cos is in training. Of course, I'm talking to you about Zenyatta's first foal. He is actually in training now, and you can go to Zenyatta.com and check it out. I follow her on Facebook because we're like best friends. So I just wanted you to know that he is in training. He's had a saddle on. He's been in the round pen, and he's doing better. So he's learning. Sorry. Speaking of Zenyatta, she's now decided to bark, so good. I think Glenn is calling back, and I'm going to put my dog outside. Hold on. Go away.
I'm here. I'm back.
There we go. Zenyatta started barking during Zenyatta's Daily Winnie. That was perfect. Glenn, are you there? Glenn. Okay, well, I guess he's decided he's not going to be on the show today. Just kidding. So Jen is lining up the callers, and just to let you guys know, the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia categories for today. How it works, I ask you the question, you have 5 seconds to answer, and then if you get it right, you spin the wheel. If you get it wrong, just call back next week, because we do this every single Wednesday, and it's just free stuff for answering a trivia question, of course, always related to horses. So, the categories for today, what, Glenn?
I'm back, just letting you know. Let's warn everybody that Blog Talk Radio is feeling grumpy today, so if you get cut off for whatever reason or disappear, give us a call back.
Yes, exactly. Unfortunately, the company that we use to produce this show is not really into production today. So they're not feeling really good. So the categories for today are alphabet soup for equestrians, tack and habit, and then, of course, previously on Horses in the Morning, and that's the category for listeners. Now, also along with the Blog Talk Radio drama that we're having, I have a baby located on the floor about a foot and a half from me. So Daddy's out of town, can't watch him, so we may hear a little bit of Lucas later on. We'll see.
Is he talking yet? Could he ask the questions? That'd be fun.
You know, he's talking in full sentence. He just can't read yet, Glenn. I mean, he's 4.5 months old.
Got it.
His reading is
it.
A little shaky.
Well, let's let's do this. Let me get things arranged here because I have to rearrange things now that Blog Talk's being a little finicky. Let me just tell you in the meantime, while I'm doing this, that we have some great new prizes on the wheel today. We have new treats from Enjoy Yums has some treats on the wheel. We have our carrot breeches and all that kind of stuff. We have Soar No More products, Burlington products. There are three spots with boxes of crap from my closet because I'm really trying to get that cleaned out. And it's new stuff. I just don't need it, and I don't want to throw it away. And, Goodwill wouldn't take it because it's horse stuff. So it's going to go to a listener at some point here if somebody wins a box of crap. So that's coming up. We have some books on the wheel.
Can I point out that I just entered a contest online with thousands and thousands of people entering for a free pair of carrots breeches, and here we are just flipping, giving one away? Are you kidding me? What is the deal?
I know.
So if you guys don't call every Wednesday, you're crazy. awesome. And how can I got to call back. I'm going to play the game.
Just going to ask the questions. You better leave the Nada then because we need somebody to ask the questions. All right, I'm not calling. All right, here we go.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week, unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize. Or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have, like an old bell boot.
All right, this is how it's going to work. We're going to ask you some questions off of the categories that Jamie has read to you. And if you get the question correct, you're going to get the bell. If you didn't hear the bell, there's the bell. And if you get the answer incorrect, you're going to hear the basketball. So that's what's going to happen if you get to answer a question today. And, of course, I have to go. If you want to guarantee yourself a spot on this show, then you just call in and say you're calling from bed. So we have Arizona is calling from bed. That kind of guarantees you a spot on the show. Good morning, Ruby.
Well, then I'll do that again next week and the week after that.
Girl, I would like to be doing the show from bed. So how do we make that happen?
I don't know, but I woke up this morning, I looked outside, and it was still dark out. Like, I am not getting up. I'm grabbing my phone, and I'm getting back into bed.
Yes. And that is the great thing about living in Arizona, is we don't do the time change. So it is currently, dark by, 6:30, and it's not light until, I don't know. Well, it's still dark now, and it's 6:15 a.m., so it's total crap. You guys appreciate your time change, except for when it switches and I get to sleep an extra hour for this radio show. That's the only good thing that happens in the winter. Ruby, what category would you like? We have alphabet soup for equestrians, tack and habit, and previously on horses in the morning.
Oh, I did pretty good when I won the sunglasses on the previously of On Horses in the Morning. So I think I'm going to pick that again, even though I haven't watched yesterday's episode.
Hey, did you like the sunglasses? I still wear mine, the Tipperary ones.
Yeah, I got to use them. I forgot them on the trail ride that I did last week. Come on!
Man. You got to have them on the trail ride here in Arizona. Anyway, so previously on Horses in the Morning, here's the question. Name the title sponsor of the monthly Horses in the Morning Endurance episode with Karen Chatton.
Oh, gosh. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Don't say that.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That's not it. That's not the right answer.
It, It is the endurance episode with Action Rider Tack. Action Rider
Tack. Jeez.
See, now you know. And hopefully Action Rider Tack is not listening to this question.
I guess
that would be kind of bad.
Just for that, you have to go visit Action Rider Tack online today and at least peruse all of their fantastic things that they have for sale for endurance riders.
I'm going to wind up buying something probably, and I have no money.
That's what credit cards are for. All right, well, listen, Ruby, thanks. We'll talk to you next week from bed.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to bed now.
Lucky.
All right.
Listening later in the day, maybe. If she she may sleep through it now, but she downloads it, so that's good.
Well, let's go to thank you for giving us a call here, Ruby. We appreciate it. And we're going to go to Barbie in New Jersey next.
Howdy!
Hey, Barbie, how are you?
Good morning, howdy. I'm playing with ponies right now. I'm in the morning, I turn the horses out, so I'm turning out. I got Danny Fat Fat on my right and Shaq on my left.
Do they get, like, emotionally, is she an emotional eater because her mother calls her fat?
You know what happened when I first got to the farm? That was his name. They named him Fat Fat because he was, like, a little chubby, you know? So they named him Fat Fat. And I said, oh, heavens. The other horses have names, like Willie and Rex and Picasso. And this one's name is Fat Fat. I said, what do you call him? They said, Fat Fat. I said, oh, no, we can't do that. So he's actually named after a fallen firefighter. His name's Danny Fat Fat. And the kids went along with it. They call him Danny, but yeah, he's Danny Fat Fat.
Poor guy. He's going to have a little bit of an eating disorder because his mama calls him Fat Fat. Well,
yeah.
All right. Well, no. What category would you like? Would you like alphabet soup or equestrians? Tack and Habit, or previously on Horses in the Morning?
God. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm going to say Tack and Habit. I can't get in trouble there.
you can't get in trouble.
Hopefully equity will be the answer.
He knows that one.
Yeah.
Yep. She's familiar with their forks. Tack and Habit. Okay. And you need to name the piece of equipment, I guess. Where would you find a shank hobble?
I had the shank down. That I thought it was going to be a bit, but a shank hobble?
A shank hobble.
On a saddle. I don't know.
Oh. You should have went with your first answer.
It's on a bit.
You would have had it.
Close enough. But anyway, I just called to talk to you guys, and I'm so excited you did the safety episodes with Rebecca, Dr. Rebecca, and
yep.
I went to that safety class that she recommended with Kelly Siegler, and if anybody anywhere can ever, it was the best clinic I ever went to. Anywhere can ever go to a clinic, go to that clinic. It will open your eyes big and wide, and I was blessed to be able to take my horse. I took my horse. He was the youngest and the bravest. And they fill the barn with smoke where you can't see your hand in front of your face. I mean, you can't see your nose in front of your face. It's so black. And he went out with the firefighter. I was, oh, my God, I'm almost in tears. I was so proud. And some of the horses didn't go out with the firefighter. And it's just really emotional and really interesting. And then he also self-loaded on three different trailers. And anyway, I'm almost in tears. It was just really emotional and really awesome. The awesomest clinic I ever went to. And
I'll make sure to tell Dr. G that. I'll make sure.
Yeah, it was awesome. And if anybody can ever go to a clinic like that, go. Go. That's my advice. So although I lost the question, I still win.
Thank you, Barbie.
I love her.
Bye, guys.
So where would they find that clinic, Glenn? That sounds awesome. Where can you find out about that?
I'm going to have to look it up again. We did that when Dr. G was on, and she'll be on again next week, I believe, is her week. Is it next week or this week, Jennifer, that she's on? It might be tomorrow. Oh, it's tomorrow. So Dr. G will be back tomorrow. We'll ask her that question.
You should have Barbie on.
Yes, we should, because Barbara Isley Darby went to it and really liked it. Yeah, definitely we'll find out about that. Well, let's go to let me see here who we have. Let me see if I can pronounce this correctly. Good morning, Colleen.
Hi, good morning, Glenn.
Fantastic job, Glenn. Well done. Well done. Hey, Colleen, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Just saying.
You have what, Glenn?
I have the capacity to learn.
Yeah, no, Colleen, I'm hoping you're going to win something, because before the show started, Glenn is like, oh, my God, we have tons of prizes. And, of course, nobody wins today. So it's all on your shoulders, all right?
No pressure or anything, right?
Right, exactly. So do you want alphabet soup for equestrians, pack and habit, or previously on horses in the morning?
I'm going to say previously on horses in the morning.
Okay, here we go. Defying tradition, what gear does world champion mounted shooter and Western radio show co-host Tammy Serrance wear?
Oh, I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Defying tradition, what safety gear does world champion mounted shooter and Western radio show co-host Tammy Serrance wear?
Oh, a helmet.
Very good. Yay. That was an easy one. If you listen to the show at all, you know that.
It's I think it's always very important to wear a helmet. I always, always, always wear a helmet.
Colleen, do you ride English or Western?
I do ride English.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, she really is the only one in the mounted shooting anywhere that's wearing the helmet, but it hasn't stopped her from winning a whole bunch of new belt buckles and some money. So good for her.
Well, Glenn, I have a friend who's an eventer, and she's probably like 21, and she just went and did a Gymkhana. And as an eventer, going to a Gymkhana, you think, oh, she's going to represent and wear a helmet. Did not wear a helmet. I about pulled her off that. I saw her pictures on Facebook, and I'm like, excuse me. She's like, well, nobody else wears one. I'm like, well, what happens if nobody else wears one? You fall off your horse and get stepped on. There you go. You need to always wear your stinking helmet. I don't care if you're with Western people or English people. Don't be a sheep. Be a leader, not a follower.
You go, Jamie. You go.
Wear your helmet, Alex.
All right, let's spin the wheel, see what we got. You guys hear that? It's really quiet, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm taking no responsibility for anything today, technology-wise. Oh, you win a Burlingham Sports riser blocks. Those are the blocks that you put your cross rails on to make different size jumps. This is a prize worth $140. Blocks are... Yeah, this is a neat prize. These blocks were designed to replace painted wooden blocks that can end up chipping, peeling, and rotting, made out of durable poly-something plastic. These rider blocks can last a lifetime. Made extra heavy, they can hold the rail at the required height, and you can change heights on these. And this is a whole pack of them, a whole set of them. So congratulations. That's great. Burlingham Sport.
Wow. Nice. Perfect. Thank you so much.
So you can use them to set up cross rails. So when you're wearing your helmet, you can have something to jump.
Which is perfect since I have two young horses, too. So little baby cross rails are going to be very good.
Oh, these are perfect for that because you can change the heights. These are great for that. So we'll get them set up to you. Hold on, and Jennifer will get your address.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good
day. Thank you, Colleen.
Bye.
Good job, Glenn.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. All right, I think we have time for one more today because we have a whole bunch of guests coming on the show today. So we are going to go to – we have Robin in Texas.
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us on this this beautiful Wednesday morning. You're in Texas. You're in the middle of the country, so it's not as early for you. What is it, about 7:30 for you?
8:30.
Oh, well, never mind. No. You just scored.
However, we have a cold day today. It's actually only 53 degrees outside.
Holy!
And I'm hoping it's going to kill off all the flies.
Yeah, you know what I've been waiting for, Robin, is that perfect time of year where you're between fly mask and blanket. And it's like, oh, you have no fly mask to put on and no blankets to put on. It's the greatest time of year. It happens twice. It's about 2 days.
Yes.
I'm still waiting. Still waiting. What category would you like, Robin? Would you like alphabet soup for equestrians? Tack and habit are previously on Horses in the Morning. Now, nobody's hitting the alphabet soup. I'm kind of amazed. That was a popular one last week.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one because I'm really bad with acronyms. I'll let you pick for me.
I'm not picking for you. You have to pick. I can't pick. Yeah.
Okay. Previously on.
All right. Previously on Horses in the Morning. Here is the question. It's our final question in that category. Name the newest podcast on the Horse Radio Network hosted by Monty Roberts' daughter, Debbie Laux.
Horsemanship Radio?
Very good.
Yes.
Either she was fast with the app, or she knew that. One or the other. I was about to hit the buzzer.
I actually knew it.
She was just on yesterday, so she was
at least I thought I knew it. I didn't listen. I haven't listened to yesterday's yet.
Oh, you know what, too? I got to tell Jamie this. We had Alan on. Alan came on. We haven't talked to him in a while. We actually talked to him for the first time ever about what it's like to be a rodeo announcer. And then, of course, he and I got talking about food and our favorite foods and everything. And then you had the funniest comment, Robin. I think it was you that posted on Facebook, from listening to Hit'em, I would guess, or no, maybe it wasn't you, it was a different Robin. She, listening to Hit'em, I would guess that Alan's favorite food is on the plate in front of him. And yes, that is so. Alan and I are kind of the same that way. So let's spin the wheel here and see what we got.
Breeches.
On there. Oh, they went by though. There goes the breeches. Well, there goes the box of crap too. So you're safe there. Oh, you get some treats for the ponies. You get Enjoy Yums, a 5-pound bag worth $30 of Enjoy Yums. Equine Enjoy Yums is a delightful little treat that both you and your horse will love. They're made out of simple, pure foods that horses have been thriving on for centuries. Oats and human grain rice bran have a naturally sweet nuttiness that horses find irresistible. Apples and a touch of molasses give the cookies a delicious, rich taste. Open the bag and experience the fresh-baked aroma for yourself. You can find them at alittlepetvet.com. So we get a 5-pound bag of treats for the horses.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And when you feed them, to say, you know, give them a pat for us, okay?
Will do.
You're in Texas. Hold on, Robin. Very good. I think that's all we're going to have time for today. We have so many guests coming on the show today that I think we're going to have to make sure we have time for them. But I wanted to tell you, though, Jamie, that it was funny having Alan on talking about being a rodeo announcer. That's a pretty good gig to get. They feed you, they house you, they bring you in, they treat you like royalty when you're there, and you just have to announce all day.
That sounds pretty good. He does travel a lot, though, right?
Yeah, see, that's the bad thing about it, is you're on the road all the time. Hey, speaking of food, I wanted to ask you, did you get a chance to check out... Yeah.
I just wanted to point out, too, that if you are a rodeo announcer, you do get to be in major motion pictures.
That's true.
I love Busting Allen on the fact that he was, what's that movie with he was the rodeo announcer when Borat came and sang
Borat,
the national anthem. And so
he's
the rodeo announcer in that movie. So if you haven't seen Borat and you want to have something to make fun of him, because who doesn't love to make fun of Alan, I would say go see Borat and then bring it up, because he loves talking about it. I mean, loves talking about it.
Yeah, he loves that movie. That's one of his favorites for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, did you check out the fascinating post I put up there this morning? And it was done by nutritionnews.com. And it was called What a Week of Groceries Looks Like Around the World.
Yes.
And what they did... You got to take a look at this. If you haven't had a chance, just go over to Horses in the Morning Facebook page. What they did is they actually had these families buy a week worth of groceries and put them all around their kitchen, display them around the kitchen, and they took pictures. And these are countries from all around the world, Mexico and Great Britain and USA and Australia and Germany, and then all the way down to some third world countries as well. They have Mali and India and the Bhutan and Chad. I mean, it was just a fascinating look at what people eat in a week. There were a couple things that really jumped out at me. One is the amount of beer consumed in Germany,
yeah.
Because there was a lot of it. The second thing was the amount of Coca-Cola consumed by this family in Mexico. There must have been 22-liter bottles, and this represents a week. I mean, there was a lot of Coke. But it was very interesting seeing the countries that have a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables that are displayed, and then the countries where it's all bags and boxes and cans.
Yeah, and then it goes to, you know, African countries where it's like a handful of beans. So it is really fascinating. Yeah, beans and rice.
Another one that surprised me, too, I guess it surprised me a little bit, was Japan. Japan obviously had a lot of fish. They eat a lot of fish over there. And I mean whole fish. There's a lot of whole fish on this display. But the rest of it was packaged, and I really wasn't expecting that in Japan. I really wasn't expecting all the packaged goods. But it really was a fascinating, fascinating look at this.
We need to post that on Horses in the Morning page because it does. It represents gluttony in some countries. And then, to me, it was like looking at a picture of the world and how lucky we are and how we should not take advantage of it, you know.
Joe Lynn posted, I saw a box of cornflakes in four different countries. Cornflakes get
really?
Around. Yeah.
You know, that would be that's a cool gig right there. Okay, what we need you to do is we need you to travel to like 20 different countries and just take pictures of food. Okay.
Yes, that's right. Now, you know what else I found interesting about these was the kitchens. You get to see the different kitchens in the different countries, too. So that was kind of interesting to look at as well. Just a fun post.
It really was.
Yeah.
Well, coming up in just a minute, we're going to have Victoria Spicer, but I think we should thank EquityMFG.com for being a part of today's show. And, you know, we obviously love Equity. They are our favorite manure forks. And I was actually, Glenn, in my little country store, the one up the street from my house, and it's about a mile away. And you can get hay and grain and, like, knickknacks and fly spray and sandwiches. They have a little bit of everything, and they also sell manure forks. And this, I'm in line, and I've got Lucas in one arm, and I'm holding like some fly spray in the other, and I'm waiting to check out. And this woman is in front of me, and she has not one, not two, not but three manure forks, the crappy kind. And I'm like, why are you buying three manure forks? She's like, because they freaking break all the time. I was like, well, let me tell you about my friends over at EquityMFG.com. I'm like, listen, I ran over my manure fork. I hate it when I say this, but with my gator, okay? I ran over the tines with my gator, and it was fine. I'm like, it's a little more expensive, but you're buying three. You could have bought one that will last you a lifetime. So head over to, and I wrote down the way. I'm like, can I get a piece of paper? And they gave me like some receipt paper. You know, I'm like, go to this website and buy one of these forks because I'm like, put all these back. Just put them all back. And she ended up putting one back. She bought two because I guess she needed them now. But I'm like, this is what you need to get. So listen, you guys, Joseph, if you get a purchase from some random person in Arizona, I want to know about it.
She was in front of Jamie in line.
Yeah, in front of me. I don't know her from Adam. I even told her, I was like, hey, here's the website. I'm like, I don't work for the company or anything. I'm just a huge fan. So it wasn't like I was like, I'm on this radio. I just like slid her the website. I was like, don't buy it.
Well, you know what? The checkout clerk wrote your name down and you're blacklisted now. You're never allowed to stand in line again.
They hate me, I'm sure.
They hate you. You know, one of the things I saw with Equity, too, is that what other product that do we give away or do we sell, you know, as sponsors on our shows, there is no other product that our listeners buy and post pictures of themselves with more than this manure fork.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. If you don't have one, just go get one. I mean, even if you board your horses and you go to shows every now and then, I've never been more popular than when I had the shake and fork at my last horse trial. I'm telling you, it's a head turner.
Well, thank you to Equity for their continuing support of Horses in the Morning and the Horse Radio Network. Next up, we have this.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
That's right, it's time for horseandcountry.tv's Victoria to join us here. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in again. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
How are things over there with you and your pony?
Well, my pony is currently two ponies at the moment, as I decided that having one chestnut X-rays horse wasn't enough, and I took on another one for retraining. And so the plan was
awesome.
To have them both over the summer and do some work with the newcomer, and then decide at the end of the autumn which one would stay and which one would go. And now is the time, and I can't make the decision. I'm so if you have any advice, I'd really appreciate it. I've got my lovely horse Tricky, who doesn't live up to his name, who's off eventing, and I think he's got some real talent, and he could go eventing at a decent level with a good rider, not with me. So do I let him go off and be a star, or do I keep Rosie, who's the sweetest, most beautiful little mare in the world, but is possibly the most accident-prone horse I've ever encountered in my life? So that's
well,
my decision.
The answer is easy, Victoria, because you've got the one that's currently eventing and you're able to compete, and you've got the one you need to bring along who's going to constantly have injuries. So to me, I think you need both, because if you keep the mare, then you're not going to be able to ride and compete that often. And so you keep the guy Tricky that's going really well, and then you bring the mare along, and in between injuries, you show Tricky.
See, that would be amazing. All I need to do is win the lottery, and then.
Well, see, now this is where Jamie and I differ. I come at it from America's horse husband point of view, and my answer to this question is always the same: it's which one can you sell for the most money, and that's the one you sell. See, that's easy.
Yeah, see that, and that is the thing. I could sell my lovely horse Tricky, but I've had him for 4 years, and I love him to pieces, and I wish I could keep both. It's really annoying, but burying my head in the sand and hoping that the lottery wouldn't come, a miracle happens, and I can keep them both. But it is very difficult, because I feel like you'd have a walking vet bill waiting to happen. Rosie just,
well,
if there's something to walk into, she walks into it. She's just, I think she just likes being a lady of life and doesn't want to work, but she's just beautiful. You can check out her pictures on my Facebook page. She's a very pretty girl, and I'm very smitten with her.
Well, let's talk a little bit about a horse that is of a topic of conversation right now, and a rider all over the world. This news story that we're going to talk about first, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Jamie about it. It broke yesterday. But what we're talking about is Jock Padgett's horse, Clifton Promise, who was a big winner at Burley this year, and now there's a little question as to drugs. So he tested positive for a substance that's banned, and now I guess they're testing the B sample. Do we know how long that will take?
I heard that they were going to investigate it yesterday, and we were waiting for further news. I think Jock's team was meeting with the legal counsel, and they're starting to plan their approach to react to the FEI. I mean, I do. It's a hugely complicated story, and him testing positive for the substance comes a complete shock to Jock. And apparently, another horse that's ridden by Jock's mentor, Kevin McNabb, he's been tested positive as well. And so the fact that there's two horses from the same place have been tested positive for the same drug, it seems to suggest that there's some kind of contamination or I can't understand why any eventer would want to give their horse a tranquilizer before tackling what's widely known as the biggest four-star cross-country course in the world. It just wouldn't be your drug of choice. I can't see what benefit it would give.
To let everybody know, the drug that they found is called reserpine, and what reserpine is a long-acting tranquilizer. I know when my horse was on stall rest when he broke his splint bone, he was on reserpine, and it just chills them out for 30 days. And so I think that if Jock Padgett competed Burley on reserpine, he needs an extra medal. Because, my God, how do you do that?
Exactly. I mean, you could understand if it was a dressage competition and your horse was wild, maybe somebody'd want to sedate it, but just not to go cross country. I can't think of anything worse. And if it does turn out that he gets disqualified, I just think it'd be such a shame. I've really enjoyed following his career.
Both of these horses were owned by the same owner, and are they suspecting foul play at all? Do they think that might be one of the issues? I don't know.
I guess that will be something that gets investigated, and you can't tell. You know, the horses can't be guarded the entire time, and those are events. You know, they'd be in temporary stables, and you can't guarantee that somebody isn't going to do some wrongdoing. But I think the most likely explanation will be a contaminated feed source, but we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Wow. Well, we hope, we wish the best for him. And, we've actually interviewed him a couple times on the shows here, and he seems like a super nice guy. And I do have my doubts that this was anything that was done intentionally, because it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, the drug doesn't make any sense. It just, the whole thing is weird.
Absolutely.
Now, you had something that happens all the time over here that you wanted to talk about in the United States, where we're always having accidents with horses on the road, and you unfortunately had a thoroughbred that was at the Horse of the Year show that was killed.
Yeah, it just goes to show, you can go from supreme joy to utter misery in the space of a day when it comes to horses, because they've been qualified for Horse of the Year show, and they'd finished seventh in the finals of the retrained racehorse class, and they were on their way home when their lorry started to break down. I think they were in the process of pulling into the hard shoulder and stopping when another horse box hit them. So crashes are bad enough, but to have two horse boxes involved in the same accident is just terrifying. And sadly, the horse, Stevie's Lad, lost his life.
Wow. Well, that's always sad to hear. The Horse of the Year show was going on, and one of the things I know that really, really made the news, and I don't know if you had any comment on it, was the 3-year-old that was at the Horse of the Year show, and who set a record for being the youngest one there. He was the cutest little thing ever.
Yeah, apparently he was charming the world's media, which is nice. It's nice to see, for once, a story from the horse world breaking out into the national press, and everyone was, I think there's some mixed opinion. Some people I saw in the Daily Mail, some people were horrified by the thought of a 3-year-old riding. I was out on the lead reamer as a very small child, and it hasn't done me too much harm. And I didn't compete at Horse of the Year show, sadly. But the thing is about lead rein ponies is they're designed to be angelic, and you're meant to just be able to put your child on them and lead them in a very loose rein, and they're meant to just walk and trot next to you. Sometimes I look at them and they remind me of agility dogs, incredibly well trained. But it's more about the handler than the person on board. So as soon as the kid's old enough to sit, hold on, then he's able to compete. So it's not quite as remarkable as us some non-horsey people were saying. But yeah, he was a real little cutie and a very nice little pony as well.
Well, what are you talking about? Jamie's already got baby Luke riding and jumping. He's ready for cross country. Yeah.
I'm expecting him to be in doing the Grand Prix at Horse of the Year, so never mind a show in class.
I can't afford that.
Speaking of Grand Prix and top-level riders, we've got the World Cup going on, and you have a new winner, somebody I haven't heard of before.
Well, he was on our Olympic gold medal winning team last year, and he grew up about 10 miles from me, so I'm a big fan of him. He's a fellow Scot, and he's called Scott Brash, and he's a real, nice, down-to-earth guy. He grew up competing in ponies, has moved on to horses, and just immediately been very, very successful. And so he's only 27 now, and he's up there competing with the world's best. Imagine going into a jump-off when you know that Marcus Enning and Steve Gerdat are in first and second position with you going in last to go. And imagine if that wasn't pressure enough, your noseband breaking just before. And so poor Scott had to have his bridle remade and he had to borrow a noseband from somebody else's horse. But he's just so cool and flappable. And he comes in and he didn't even know what time he was trying to beat. So he just thought he should go as fast as he possibly could. And there's a video of him doing this jump off, and he's just almost as ultra casual about it. He tears around this course at top speed, and it just looks effortless. And so he beat all these former Olympians. He's having a brilliant run at the moment, because not only is he Olympic team gold medalist, he's also European team gold medalist, and now getting the World Cup series start as well. So he's definitely going to be one of the names to watch in the coming few years.
Earning a few dollars in England. He'll be able to pay for his a new horse box.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I think he has fairly impressive horse box. My mum's always spotting it driving around in Peeblesshire in Scotland. I think he's already got a very impressive horse box.
The next story you wanted to talk about was the blog of the week. And, of course, it caught my attention, and you know what I'm talking about here. It's called A Painted Lady. See, now there's a difference. Let me just tell the difference and we can explain what it is. The difference here between your Painted Lady and what would be pictured in the United States is the United States one would not be wearing a bra. So go ahead and tell everybody what it is.
Well, we got sent some pictures from the press team at Adelaide International Horse Trials, which is coming up next month in Australia. And they decided to do a lunch by getting one of their top eventers, Megan Jones, to pose with a horse. The difference is she's just wearing her underwear, but they very cleverly painted tails and jodhpurs and a stock onto her using body paint. So you look at these photos and you don't think anything is amiss. And then you look again and you think, actually, she's not wearing very much at all. It's been a huge hit on our website already today.
But
one girl said this is Photoshop, and she refused to believe that it's a genuine picture. So I'm not sure what we could do to convince her, but I'm fairly sure Megan Jones didn't demand a body double.
No, you know what? This is very popular at spring breaks here in the United States, right here in Florida, body painting. So, yes, I do believe it, and it was very well done. The stock tie is amazing. I really thought that she was wearing a stock tie. I really did.
It is brilliant.
It's a good job. So are you posing for the next one in England, the calendar?
Well, as I say in the blog post, it's a lot warmer in Australia, especially at this time of year, than it is in Britain. So, yes, definitely, definitely no body paint for me. Thank you very much.
You're a wimp.
Thanks, Ben.
What about Rudel's Roundup this week?
Well, Jenny, at the moment, has, we've got a new show on from the British Dressage National Championships. And you think dressage riders are competitive, wait until you see this video on our website. Jenny got everybody to do her famous heel kick, which she does at the beginning of every show in the starting credits. And so she asked all these riders to have a go at doing the heel kick, and one rider just got a little bit too competitive. You have to watch the videos right to the end to see what happens. But he's somewhat gymnastic in his heel kick abilities.
All right, I'll have to take a look at that. Well, of course, you can find all of the terrific videos and stories that Victoria and her gang over there take care of. It's at horseandcountry.tv. Horseandcountry.tv is where you'll find it all. Thank you, Victoria. We really appreciate you being on with us again. It's always fun.
My pleasure. Have a great week.
We do appreciate Victoria joining us here every single week on Horses in the Morning. Well, next up, we have one of our favorite guests here. Jamie, you want to take it away? Because you're going to get to meet her.
I am so excited about this. I actually was telling Chad, my husband, about going on Saturday to Cave Creek to see one of my favorite singers, Templeton Thompson, on my birthday here in Phoenix. It doesn't happen. And I actually, Tempe, I was telling him, like, and then I was in radio and I used her song and then she found out about me and then I know her now. And I started crying. So I am so excited to meet you on Saturday.
Sweet.
Thank you. I can't wait to meet you too. I didn't know if I was on live or not yet. I'm just like, oh my God, you're sitting there just saying too nice of things about me. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're awesome. So, happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so where are you going to be? Tell everybody, because we have a lot of Arizona listeners, where are you going to be and how can they come see you? And well, I'll be in the crowd, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, yeah, we're going to be out there for about 10 days. And let me think. So the first thing that we're doing is Saturday, and that's a house concert at our friend Patty Hall's and Marion's house. I'm wrong. That's Sunday. Forgive me. I'm tired. My brain is in. I got to get ready and get into travel mode and stuff, and we've been booking a whole lot of things. And y'all remember me talking about, I know Glenn does, about my dear, amazing rock star cowgirl sister, Patty Hall, right?
Yes, we had her on the show. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Yep.
You caught it. Well, she's why this whole Arizona tour came together in the first place. So, Jamie, you can. I hope you get to meet her, too, while we're out and about. But the first thing that we're doing, so this is all because of Patty. I love you, Patty! We are doing, this is bad when you have to get on your own website and look at your schedule to know who the heck you are and what you're doing. So the first thing that you're coming to, Jamie, I'm so excited. On Saturday, it's at the Cave Creek Cowboy Company in Cave Creek, Arizona. And that's all because of our dear, amazing rock star cowgirl angel sister, Miss Jana Grider Morris. So she's on top of being this amazing cowgirl, total rock star cowgirl. She does mounted shooting. She's amazing. She's also a graphic designer. Just amazing. And she created that beautiful flyer. Now I'm seeing, Jamie, that you posted on my personal page. I'm like, oh, it's all coming together. So forgive me. It's just like kind of crazy. So she did all that and made that concert that you're coming to come together. And that actually all goes back to our dear, amazing RC sister and just angel in our lives, Miss Dee Dee Trichter, because that's how I know Jana. It's all because of the song Girls and Horses. I'm so grateful.
So Cave Creek Cowboy Company, they're doing something actually pretty cool, and I only saw this because you reposted it.
Right.
It's a clothing store, and they're going to have a dinner and a fashion show, and then you're going to perform. And I guess you're going to do it at the show. Tickets in advance are like $10, so you have no excuse not to go. And see the fashion. Are you going to be a model in the fashion show?
Oh, you know, I don't know about that. That hasn't been discussed. I'm sure they've got people that deserve that that
well,
ought to be up there on the roadway. So
they haven't called me either. So don't feel bad.
Oh, dang. But yeah, I'm excited because it's going to be really fun. Yeah, and they're going to have beautiful stuff there. And of course, I will make sure I'll be wearing the most amazing boots on the planet there myself. So I'm so excited. My new boot sponsor, Mr. Bruce.
Well, let's not forget that they're having a chili cook-off, too, so Chad can finally get a
subscription.
So there
cool?
you go.
So I'm actually pulling it up, this poster that Jana created. She's so amazing. I know y'all have heard me talk about the mounted shooting world, but those folks, they have just become family to me, and they're the sweetest bunch of people, and she made this come together with her sister, and I'm just so grateful. Yeah, so you're right, Jamie. It's just you know more than I do, but I'm looking at this beautiful flyer, and it's $10. Everything starts at $5, and yeah, they're gonna have this beautiful fashion show. Oh my God, Double D Ranchwear, dang, beautiful clothes, Ryan Michael. And then they'll have a supper at 6, and then Sammy and I will play at 7. So I'm just really excited. It's going to be too cool. And, yeah, everything people need to know is on that flyer, who to RSVP to, how to get there, everything you need to know. And what's really cool, Jamie, are you still going to be in town, like, the next Sunday? Like, that's the 27th?
I might be. Why? What's going on?
The Jana, the same wonderful gal, and her mounted shooting friends with the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association, they're doing like a benefit fundraiser Halloween mounted shooting day next Sunday, the 27th, and we're going to be part of that too. We're probably just going to sing a few songs at that, but I think I'm actually going to do some shooting. I'm so excited. I think some people are dressing up in Halloween costumes.
Are you?
So, I don't know if I'll dress up in a costume because I haven't really thought that far ahead. My brain's just been on so many things. So today is honestly not the first day I've thought, oh, yeah, I need to pack and do things of that nature so that we actually get on a plane tomorrow to Phoenix. But you know how it is. Just life is crazy busy, and I'm kind of getting my bearings and going, okay, here we go. I'm just so excited. So I have no idea. I mean, I could find a Lone Ranger mask, and I could just sort of go as the Lone Ranger just in a mask. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, Tempe, it's so exciting that you're coming to Arizona and you're going to spend some time here. And are you going to get to tour around it all just for yourself between concerts?
You're awesome. You know, yes, we are, which is such a hoot and a half. And, again, it's all because of Patty. She's just so amazing to us. She has since acquired what she's calling our tour bus whilst we're out there. A big old gorgeous motorhome. So it looks like we may tentatively also have a show in Sedona. So we're going to go to Sedona, and we're going to go have lunch with the awesome folks at True West Cowgirl Magazine on Friday. Patty has a girlfriend, Sonia, coming into town, who's this amazing country DJ. Actually, you two may know each other. I've not met her yet. She was out doing that on the West Coast for a very long time, award-winning DJ. And so we're all just going to have quite the adventure. It's going to be all girls and one guy. Poor Sam's going to have just like...
it's going to be
estrogen-like central, you know? So, but we're going to have so much fun. And I'm just really grateful. You guys are very sweet to want me to be on. And it didn't even dawn on me, Jamie, that you're out where you are. I had no idea because I think initially they wanted me to come on Friday morning, and I'm like, oh, man, we're just going to be getting to Arizona. It's going to be early. I got to make sure I'm not waking everybody up in the house, making, you know, calling and stuff. So just having no – I didn't realize you lived out there. I'm stoked. This is awesome.
Well, when we met – when we sort of pseudo-met, I lived in Atlanta. But, yeah, no, I live out here in Arizona now. So if for some reason you find yourself with some extra time, you're welcome to come over and ride and hang out. I do want to tell you that you officially are going to be my son, Lucas. He's 4.5 months old. His first ever concert is going to be Templeton Thompson.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, no pressure. Oh, dang, that's awesome. Well, I'm very honored by that. So we'll make sure that we do a good job.
He's not hard to impress, so you should be fine. Don't feel any pressure.
She does expect a whole set of kids' songs, so you're really going to have to look at those on the airplane on the way out.
Wow.
It's probably gonna...
Just Girls and Horses 17 times in a row.
Okay, we can totally do that. Oh, he sounds just absolutely. He said 4.5. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's very exciting.
4.5 months old. Yeah, so he will be there.
Right, because you're a new. Wow. Okay, forgive me. I'm only on like a cup and a half of coffee, so my brain is like going. oh my gosh. So we'll make sure also to be very gentle on his very young ears. You know, sometimes. Concerts can seem loud to tinies, so, you know, we'll be cognizant of that. Awesome. Well, I'm excited, but, yeah, and I guess I would be remiss. Is it okay to tell folks, like, the link they can go to so they can see kind of where we are going to be?
Please.
So if they're out there, there's several that aren't open to the public because a lot of these are house concerts, which is such a fun way to play. But then a lot of them are open. So if you just go to my website, templetonthompson.com/tour, you'll find everything you need to know and probably more than you want to know. So, and I'm sorry I've been out of touch, you guys. We've just been running like crazy people, but it's a good kind of crazy.
Well, good thing you post on Facebook and I keep up with you there so I can know that you're going to be here on my birthday with I'm bringing a bunch of friends. Some friends of mine live in Cave Creek. So actually for my birthday, you got Chad out of planning a day. I'm like, we're going to Cave Creek and then we're going to hang out with Teresa and we're going to go see Templeton Thompson. And then we're going to stay at my friend's house in Cave Creek because I live about an hour from there. And we're just making a whole day of it. And we're going to do some shopping, probably at the place you're doing the concert. Third, maybe get myself some food. I'm super excited. It's going to be a whole day. So I know that we've got a bunch of listeners in Arizona. You guys, this is your chance for $10 to come and see Templeton Thompson perform. You don't miss it, you guys. Don't miss it.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited for you, and we'll sing you some happy birthday on your birthday. And I just got to say, you realize when it's your birthday, it's not just your birthday, it's your birthday month. So the way that works is you need to have already started. It's the month. It's moved into a month.
It was a day, and then it's a week. I think you women just make this stuff up. I really do.
No, it's a good plan, especially for those of us who love birthday cakes. So I think I had 4 birthday cakes, and it was awesome. So you need to, if you're behind on that, Jamie, you need to get going.
Hey, girl, you're right. That means that. Yeah, I got some catching up to do. Well, listen, we of course I do have to request Girls and Horses because that's like my theme song, and I love that song more than anything. So have to play that one. Other than that, I'm excited to hear new stuff. Whatever you got, I can't wait to hear it. And again, if you guys want to find tickets, just go to Templeton Thompson Tour or email me, and I'll put you in touch with the flyer, jamie@horseradionetwork.com, and I'll send you the flyer and send you the place to go. So 7 o'clock Saturday night. Woo-woo! Going to be there, girl.
Oh, you're awesome. I can't wait to see you and hug all your necks, and I am so grateful. And do me a favor, would you hug everybody there? I haven't gotten to see all of y'all in a long time, so me and the whole herd, we're sending much love from Tennessee, and thanks for having me on. It's an honor. I'm excited.
Bye, Tempe. We love you. Take care.
I love you guys. Thank you. Bye. Happy birthday. Bye.
Let's take a listen to Girls and Horses. Get you warmed up. Ready.
Well, she talks about them, dreams about them, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She said, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulders, I still feel like that girl someday. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Sometimes I dream about him. I live to love him, and I love to ride. I'll always have him, be lost without him. There's magic in those endless. What is it? What is it with girls? What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Girls and
of course, that's the wonderful Templeton Thompson, who you just heard with Girls and Horses. You can find all of her tour schedule at templetonthompson.com. It's very nice of her to take time out to visit with us today, and I'm so excited that you get to meet her over the weekend. She's just delightful, and her husband is too. You're going to love Sam. Chad's going to love Sam because he's kind of a guy's guy. So they're going to get along pretty well.
That's awesome. Well, good. Yeah, I'm excited to see her and meet her, and I definitely hope some of our listeners come out so I can meet them too.
Yeah, say hi to Jamie. She'll be the shortest one in the room with the baby. She'll be very easy to see.
That's definitely me.
The next segment is our weekly horse health report brought to you by Horseside Vet Guide. You know, there's two applications that you need to go download today. One is our app. You just search for Horse Radio Network, and you can download that. And after you've done that, then you can download Horseside Vet Guide. It's a brand new app developed with your horse's health in mind. Created by an expert in equine veterinary medicine with over 20 years of experience and a super nice guy. We had him on the show. Horseside Vet Guide helps you determine how to best resolve an equine healthcare problem. Far more than a mobile first aid app, it guides you through an extensive list of observations, skills, how-to videos, veterinary diagnostics, treatments, and so much more. It's the most highly reviewed horse app on the market today. It's got 5 stars, so head on over to the iOS store. They're going to have Android soon, so hold on. But if you have iOS or an iPad or something like that, then head on over to the App Store and download the Horseside Vet Guide. It's the price of a cup of coffee. For the amount of tremendous amount of work that we know they put into this, this is nothing. Just go download it. It's going to come in handy, and it may save your horse's life someday. So Horseside Vet Guide is what you want to look for. And something a little different today, we have with us Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show, our good friend and my co-host over there. Good morning, Dr. Ying.
Good morning, Glenn and Jamie.
Thank you so much
good
for joining
morning.
Us today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's fun to come on.
Well, today, you know, you have done this for Jennifer and I on different shows, and we haven't done it with Jamie yet. Sounds ominous, doesn't it? You have not analyzed her using the five-element theory of Chinese medicine. And then what I want you to do is take a look at Jamie and Jet. But first, tell us what it is and give us a Reader's Digest on the different elements.
Okay, well, the different elements are, there's 5 elements in Chinese medicine. There's like 5 types. And each element
and
is associated.
Right? Kind of a personality thing.
Yeah, but it also, that five-element theory we use in medicine, some people may have heard it from Feng Shui design. So it runs through a lot of Chinese societies. The different types interact with each other, right? So certain types can support another one, or they could be in conflict. So, like, I always like to joke, like, I don't want to tell anybody, but they're in a toxic relationship, you know, after we give them the reading. So, Jamie, I hope that's not you, but that's the case.
Wendy, let me tell you something about this horse. It doesn't matter if I'm in a toxic relationship because I am stuck with this animal for the rest of my life because nobody else would be able to tolerate him. So, tell me it's toxic. I don't care. Just, we'll be
but
real
see, that's
here.
That's good. Maybe it's a great relationship for you two. So there's 5 different types. And I kind of think that Jamie, like you and I, Glenn, is a fire. And a fire is like, I always call it the Erica Kane of the horse world, right? Like that's the drama queen, they're outgoing, love parties, you know, love to be involved with other personalities. And then the earth type is like very nurturing and they're easygoing and like a mom type personality. The wood type make great competitors, and they really want to win, but sometimes can get a little crabby. And the water type is real smart and actually great at like playing a group of people. Waters make very good politicians. Because they see the whole, they think before they talk and act, whereas
not
like Glenn and I, no,
yeah,
we just go.
Jamie doesn't qualify for that either. She's definitely not water.
Water's always like they're like always playing chess. Like they weigh all their options before they say anything. And now the metal type is actually my favorite kind of horse. And the metal type They're like real workers. They make a great show horse because they know their job, they do their job, and they, you know, like their little box, and they're really easy to work with. However, metals are not into change, so changing careers for a metal horse is very difficult. So that's just the quick overview.
So am I to tell you what, after looking at these and reading these, I think you nailed it. I am definitely a fire as a person. You know, I think I like to entertain strangers. I'm definitely not quiet and confident like a metal. A water, definitely not a thinker before I speak, a politician type. I could be wood, but I'm not very crabby. So I think you definitely nailed it with a fire. And after reading through these with my horse, Jet, so he's not hyper. He's not very friendly. He's not lazy. He's not confident. So by far, after reading these, without a doubt, the one that stuck out to me, like smacked me in the face, the reading that I have here is it says, a wood animal is confident, active, and athletic. Yes. Yeah. It says they can be superstar performers but are sensitive to stress, hence all the ulcer issues, and are easily angered, hence the biting and kicking, and tend to be crabby and impatient. Yes. He is also the alpha. He needs definitely a stronger there's no like, oh, please do it. It's like, do it now because I told you to. So he's very much a wood animal.
So so that's the first question I usually ask someone when I try to figure out their personality types is what where are they in the herd? So he's alpha in your herd, right?
Oh, dear God. He looks at any other horse and they run away.
Oh, yeah, then that definitely would. And a lot of times when they're in a larger herd, if there's a fire in there, the fire will be like his good buddy, and he might let the fire get away with a lot of things because the wood is like the general and the fire is like the emperor, right? So the wood doesn't mind having somebody in, you know, as the front man because they can go and do their work. So if you're a fire and he's a wood, that's a great relationship.
Oh, really?
He's gonna because he's going to let you get all the glory, get all the ribbons and all this stuff, and he can just, like, you know, he's getting all the fun. He can go cross-country and do all this stuff. Like, you know, the wood type's like the CrossFit trainer. They want to work. They want to do all that stuff. But they don't necessarily want to go to the party and collect their ribbons. You know, they'd rather be back at the barn eating.
So I don't have to shoot him is what you're saying.
No, it's a really great relationship. That's a great relationship because wood and fire really play on each other. The wood is the mother of the fire, right? So the wood can actually feed the fire. It's really good. The wood, him being a wood, kind of keeps you a little bit more focused. Like if you had an earth horse and you went to the show, you kind of, I mean, I'm not saying you specifically, but a fire type would get like not so worried about things and not really stay on the ball because they're with this earth, you know, like they just tie them to the trailer. They may or may not stay there, but like a wood, like you really have to be like, okay, my dressage is at 9. So I got to get on at 8. I got to make sure I warm up. I got to do all this stuff. But if you're, you know, we buyers are a little bit lazy. We don't always plan, but you can't be last minute with this horse, right?
Right, exactly. And what you just described is me going to get ready to go to warm up. I'm like, okay, I've got to do this. And I'm like, if he bucks, I've got to have this in my back pocket. You know,
right.
It is very much, I have to very much plan with him because he can be relatively unpredictable at times. And reading about the earth animals, like you said, they're laid back and they're kind of lazy. And I hate riding those kind of horses. I want
they're
something
boring.
A little perkier.
Yeah. But then sometimes, like, I mean, you could see that if you had an earth type horse and you're getting ready for dressage, your dressage is at 9, you're like, okay, well, I'll have some coffee. Maybe I'll take a nap. And then at like 8:45, I'll get on and go to the ring and then win. You know, but you and I would be totally bored with that, because like we like the adventure of taking this challenging wood type horse there. I don't know why. I mean, maybe we're gluttons for punishment. I don't know why we do it, but
probably.
Sometimes
probably.
I think,
now,
why?
Well, I'm like a fire person. Is a fire person good with a fire animal and that kind of thing? Or do you need a different kind?
Well, a fire, two fires together, like, you know, there's certain balance, right? So if a fire gets out of balance, they sometimes get a little irrational, and they get a little bit, like they can't make a decision. So if you have one or both of those fires out of balance or in a stressful situation, that can just, like, they can kind of feed each other and turn into a crazy mess. So, like, say you have two fires and things are going wrong, you know, on cross country, and you have your first stop. Then they start to both worry about it. Then they stop again, and then, you know, like, it could turn into a disaster. Whereas if it was a fire-type person and a wood horse, you might get a little rattled, you know, after your first stop on cross country. But the wood horse is like, you know what, I don't care if you're rattled, we're going. Like, it gives you the confidence to go on.
It's so fascinating that you're just, you're so right on top of everything, you know, because Jet is, yes, a wood animal, and he definitely facilitates confidence in me because he just goes. But my new horse, my off-the-track horse, Reading These, he is definitely a fire, and when he gets a little backed off when we're charging towards a cross-country fence, it backs me off. And we kind of feed off each other. What can I do to improve that relationship or either one of these relationships?
Well, that's the thing that's great about this, is a really simple way to, like, you know, classify your personalities and then kind of break down that situation. And it helps you make the choice of what you need to do there. Because I think with training, we always kind of second guess, like, should I push him a little more or should I back off or what's happening? So in that situation where you're coming to a fence and your horse is a little worried and then you're a little worried, you should know that he needs you to be confident there.
Right.
He should just take a deep breath and you're like, it's going to work out. You just, like, trust him. And that's the situation where you need to say, I need to be calm for him. Whereas the wood horse, if the wood horse is a little bit...
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So if the wood horse is, like, balking to a jump, he's probably not scared. He's probably just, like, you know, whatever. Whatever reason he decides he doesn't want to go over that. But that's another time where you need to really be aggressive and, you know, tell him you're going over that. But you don't want to say that to your fire horse. You're like, what do you mean? Like, you have to be confident but not aggressive.
And actually, we've seen that. We've talked about a couple of different pairings that, well, Helena was one because Helena did not match her horse. The elements didn't line up, and she ended up selling that horse. And you told her, what, 6 months before she did, you had to give her the bad news and say, this is not a match made in heaven. And she kept trying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She kept trying, and that horse did not work out for her. It just was not a match at all.
That was the first time I came on the horse in the morning, and I didn't know you guys at all. And I came on, and I had to deliver the bad news, like, toxic relationship. So I'm so glad that you're not like that with this relationship. But that was, in that situation, is always going to be a bad news. That was a fire person with a water animal that was green. So, you know, water is very fearful, and they like when a water spooks, they're like checked out. You know, the horses just kind of check out and like run, and that's it. And then so if you're a fire personality and both, you know, a little bit green, that's a disaster.
You know what's interesting to look at too, Jamie, is what's Chad? I was trying to look at this here to figure out what Chad is.
I bet
he's
a metal.
He's a little bit of a combination of several, I think. I don't know.
I think he's very earth and metal. Yeah, earth and metal.
Yeah, because he's very disciplined, or he wouldn't have gotten to where he is in the military and in a fighter pilot, you know?
But he's very laid back. same time, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. And now, what, Wendy, what, I want to post all these on Facebook, the descriptions that Jennifer put in or Glenn put in into my show notes, because just reading through it, it's very helpful. You know, they probably didn't pick up what they were by just listening to us. But what are some of the most toxic combinations that you can have, just so we know what to look out for?
Yeah, well, like I said, fire and water, those can be great, but they can be really difficult because, you know, the water's fearful and the fire has trouble instilling confidence. So in a horse-person situation, that's very difficult. That's also difficult in a person-person relationship. Two fires together are a little bit, it's like a little bit dangerous, but it could be fantastic, you know. Another one is wood and wood and fire sometimes, because like you have this relationship with Jen and it's going good, but if you were an unbalanced fire and maybe not a, you know, maybe a beginner rider, this horse could really, as you probably are aware, could really take advantage of a beginner person without a confidence.
Well, I think that there's times where he would have really hurt somebody if I wasn't able to stick on, because he's a bit of a bucker. I think there's a beginner would not have owned him very long.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he just he would have hurt them. So this is a probably a better firewood. I'm hoping a better firewood relationship because.
Yeah.
But. I could see where that could be toxic, definitely, because the wood would take over.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then if the horse has taken over the relationship, then that's not going to work.
Now, Wendy, I assume all bets are off and this all changes if we're analyzing which combinations would have great sex. Then it's going to be completely different, right?
Glenn. Well, it depends on what sex you like. You know, if you like confrontational sex. If you like getting whipped, then I think that you should look for a wood dominatrix. If you just like to lay there, then find an earth.
I need to listen to y'all show more.
We have a good time over there on the driving radio show. You thought that was boring old people who drive. No, this is still Wendy and I, right?
Yeah.
Well, Wendy, you do have a blog post about this particular topic. That's actually where I got what I posted in the show notes. So I'll post a link to that on our Facebook page as well, so people can go see what they are and what their animals are and kind of get an idea of that. But tell everybody what your website is.
It's drwendyying.com.
Very simple, drwendyying.com. And, of course, you can hear Wendy every single week on the Driving Radio Show. We had a great show this week. We talked about driving for the disabled, and we also had a really neat girl on by the name of Mandy Cool. Yes, her last name is Cool. And she had her first time at the Frisian World Show, and she talked about that. She had a great costume. And then also she rescues standardbreds and retrains standardbreds and finds new homes for them. So she was a really neat girl. It was fun. It was a fun show. So you can listen to that at Drive Radio. So. Thank you, Wendy. We appreciate you joining us today and analyzing the heck out of Jamie.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks,
Jamie.
I'm glad I don't have to sell him because that would be tough to do. Nobody wants him.
Yeah, you're stuck with him. You're stuck with him.
Yeah, I realize that. I'm going to have the vet out in about an hour to work on that, those gastrointestinal stress issues that he has. So I will take this to her. Actually, Wendy, I was telling Glenn earlier that the woman who's coming out is actually going to diagnose him via acupuncture scan.
Oh, great. That's super. That is really great.
Now, how do woods handle all the needles?
That's why I have a laser. For woodworking, actually.
There's your answer.
Woods do not really like needles.
I should have her sign the release beforehand. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to do with the biting and the kicking.
Yes.
Thank you, Wendy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Wendy.
Wasn't that fun? Isn't that a fun topic?
Dude, that is right on. That is on point, though. I mean, just hearing how his personality and my personality could clash, you know. And I think that at the beginning, we were very toxic because I was scared of him. As when we had my coach Barb on, she told us, you know, I was scared of him and he took advantage of me. And now our relationship has changed to where I am kind of in charge, but he's still... what I call him is an a-hole all the time. I'm like, hey, a-hole, could you not bite me when I'm brushing you? You know, like stuff like that. And it's almost a funny relationship now where, you know, I call him that affectionately at this point, where I used to call him that out of anger.
And they're the kind of horse, too, that are always picking at you. They're just... They never quite give you a break. They're just always picking, and it's always something. It's like our cat. They're just always at you, a little bit at a time, but it's just enough to make it kind of irritable, you know?
Yeah.
And we've all had those horses. If you've owned horses for any period of time, you've had them. And you have the right attitude because you either love or hate those horses. I mean, you really do. Apparently, you're supposed to have one of those kind of horses. It's perfect for you being the fire. How do we do a show together? We got two fires doing the show. How do we accomplish that? Matter of fact, you can tell my taste in women, all except for Jennifer's not a fire, but my taste in co-hosts, almost all of them are fires. So it says something, I guess.
That's because fires are the type of people that would apply for this job.
That is true. When you think about it. Yeah. The entertainers of the world. That's
yeah.
True.
Thank God we have Jennifer here to balance us out.
That's why we've been married for 25 years. It's because we're not both fires. It apparently never works in a marriage. So. And you two are really made for each other. You and Chad, when you take a look at this, you're really made for each other. It's perfect.
Well, I knew that already, Glenn. That's why I married him. I had a Chinese medicine worked up before I said I do. And, yeah, just to make sure. Yeah, whatever.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Dr. Jimenez will be here, and we'll be talking about emergencies and emergency preparedness. And, of course, we've had the South Dakota thing that I'm sure will come up tomorrow. So we'll be bringing that up as well. And Jamie will be
bless
back on Friday. Yeah, don't forget about Really Bad Ads on Friday. Get your entries in now. Jennifer, do we have prizes for Friday's Really Bad Ads?
We certainly do.
Okay. Do we know what they are?
Prizes for this week's Really Bad Ads, a Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, abrasions, cuts, and scrapes on your horse, dog, or cat. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote fills the brim with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solution brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Well, the static is building. Blog Talk Radio is about to blow up. So let's say goodbye, Jamie. We got through the show. We did it.
All right. Spay, neuter, and geld. Have a great day. Talk to y'all Friday.
Be safe, everybody. Bring your helmets.